Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio are Allie Gabbert. She's the Sitka ORCA coordinator for Southeast Alaska Independent Living. And Tristan, I will let him introduce his own last name. He's also with the ORCA program. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
Well, you're here to talk about ORCA, what this program is, what it provides to the community, as well as a new program under ORCA, the Youth Adventure Club, and a couple of other programs ORCA provides. Tristan, could you start out giving us your last name and telling us a bit about the ORCA program?
Yeah, my last name is Knutson Lombardo. It's a long one. but ORCA is a program of SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living. We have programs here in Sitka as well as Juneau and Ketchikan. And we provide recreation services and opportunities for anyone with a disability of all ages, including seniors. So we do a lot of stuff, everything from weekly outings, hiking trips.
You just did a Mosquito Cove.
Mosquito Cove, yeah. We also do overnight trips throughout Alaska, the lower 48. It's quite a wide range of opportunities that we provide.
And how is community participation in this program? How's that going?
It's great, actually, and the Sitka program in particular has really grown in the last few years. The senior hiking group that we have is really taking off, which is great. I got to attend the hike on Thursday, which is a blast. And now we're looking to expand even more into our youth program to see where there might be a need in the community here.
Well, let's talk a bit about the Youth Adventure Club. You're going to be holding an open house at the Haim Center tomorrow from 2 to 4 to introduce this club. Allie, what's this about?
Yeah, so tomorrow at the Haim Center from 2 to 4, we'll be having an open house for any youth ages 7 through 14 or 2nd through 8th grade to come check out our program and kind of be introduced to the staff and what we're doing. And there'll also be opportunities to go rock climbing, to play games, to grab a bite to eat, really just be able to meet the staff and figure out if it's an opportunity that might be well-suited for a bunch of youth in the community.
And you say all youth, so is this youth with disabilities or just
all
youth?
Yeah, so this is youth of any ability, any disability.
Any youth.
Yep.
Well, that seems like a really good opportunity to work on creating community among youth of all abilities. Usually there's a divide from my perspective as well, and perhaps this is an opportunity for kids just to get together and have fun.
Yeah, the idea is that there's really no barriers, so that it's an opportunity for people, for youth to get outside when they might not be able to. We have try to make all of our programs accessible for anybody who would want to be involved. So to get outside when the weather allows and to do remain active when we have to be indoors as well.
So what are some things they would do? Do you have any plans already?
Yeah. I think taking advantage of all of our different parks here, playing different group games, going rock climbing, maybe taking some self-defense classes or cooking classes. Really, we want to be driven by the youth, so what people are most interested in, we would like to explore with them.
So you need involvement not just to fill your numbers, but also to get feedback on what kids want.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so talk a bit about this open house that's happening. You mentioned that there will be rock climbing and an opportunity for people to engage with this program.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hoping for a big turnout? Do you think you'll get one?
Well, we're hoping so. We would just love for folks to show up who even might be interested in the program. I've talked to some teachers who really think that this is a great opportunity for people to hang out with a peer group outside of school, and that's a really needed resource. So I'm hoping folks' families just take advantage of that and meet us, and we'll hopefully stay involved.
Now, the Youth Adventure Club is not the only program ORCA provides. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a bit about some of the other offerings?
Yeah, so I think kind of our three major programs under the Sitka, ORCA, office right now. One Tristan mentioned earlier is our senior group. We call it SOAR sometimes for 60 and over adult recreation. So we have senior hiking club that meets monthly. We do some kayaking in the summer. And we also have senior ceramics classes going on throughout the year. And then our second one, which we now call Adventure Club, to make the program a little more in sync, is our group that meets every Tuesday afternoon. It's for adults with disabilities. So I guess high school age and up are invited to come to those. And a similar track as Youth Adventure Club, try to get outside, remain active, and are trying to tap more into series where people can build skills. And then our third one is Youth Adventure Club, which we're developing right now.
What do you see as some of the challenges for people with disabilities to get out and to experience the community and the world around them?
Yeah, what do you think, Tristan?
That's a really good question. I think part of it is there can be institutional or physical barriers. You know, if they, for example, use a wheelchair and we're looking to access a certain recreation spot and it's not accessible, there's obviously that piece. But a lot of it can be attitudinal as well. So people might think either themselves or the person that they're maybe caring for doesn't have the opportunity, their skill set to get out, or maybe other people in the community might not realize, oh, I didn't know that somebody who uses a wheelchair can go rock climbing, or I didn't know that somebody who needs crutches, forearm crutches, can go downhill skiing. And that's really the cool thing about our program is we make sure that anybody and everyone can get out. So, yeah.
I imagine that isolation might be a danger for folks with disabilities, especially if they don't have any family or friend support networks. Do you encounter that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly statistically speaking, rates of depression and such are high among people who experience disabilities, for sure. The other thing that I always like to tell people is that the cool thing about SAIL is we don't require documentation for participation in our ORCA program. So as long as you say, I have a disability, and it can be something as simple as a learning disability or, you know, a slight vision impairment, as long as you will say that you have that disability, then you're more than welcome to participate with us. So we really try to keep those barriers low. And we also do provide financial assistance. There are small nominal cost to participate in our program, but we want to make sure that that isn't a barrier either for people to participate.
Can you talk briefly about SAIL and the other services it offers?
Yeah. So SAIL is an independent living center in the Sitka SAIL office that looks that comes in a few different services. One is we provide, we have a loan closet that provides loans for assistive devices, anything from wheelchairs to low vision devices. We also do a lot of information referral and try to connect folks with other resources in the city that may be helpful for them. We also do advocacy and try to meet people where they're at. Our big mission is to inspire personal independence. So that looks different for any person with a disability. But we really try to work alongside people rather than for them.
Well, the Youth Adventure Club open house is tomorrow, 2 to 4, at the Hames Center. How can people contact you if they're interested in any of the other programming?
Yeah, they can give us a call at SAIL. Our number is 747-6859. Or I guess they could shoot us an email, too. My name's Allie. My email is agabbert, G-A-B-B-E-R-T, at sailinc.org.
Great. Well, any parting thoughts?
It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Come find
inside.
Us.
Come inside. Yeah. Come have fun with us for a couple hours. It'll be great.
Great. Well, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much.
I've been speaking with Allie Gabbert, ORCA coordinator from Southeast Alaska Independent Living, and Tristan, whose name, last name I will not repeat. And they are having a new Youth Adventure Club open house at the Hames Center from 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Good morning.